This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
We believe that in solving the very difficult problems that the people of Iraq are facing today, an important role shall be played by the Provisional Governing Council of Iraq, along with the special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, an interpreter of Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking several minutes ago at a joint press conference with President Bush at Camp David. Two leaders talked about a range of topics, including post-war Iraq and Iran's nuclear ambitions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And an awful lot of talk, friendship, both men. Certainly avow that. Was there any evidence that the friendship moved them closer to some kind of agreement on the rebuilding of Iraq?
Well, I mean, you heard Putin talking about the central role for the UN, and that's always been a sticking point between the two men. There were no promises of aid. Putin said he's going to wait for a new UN resolution to be passed to decide what role Russia can play in that, but he hasn't ruled anything out. And also, Bush administration officials have been saying that Russia's been constructive in this whole process of getting a UN resolution. So there is some movement on that. But you're right, it was a lot of talk about what great friends they are. And President Bush said he's a good fellow to spend time with. And he noted that he had him in Crawford, he had him at the White House, and now Camp David. That seems to be the way foreign policy is done, very personal.
Let me ask about a phrase, because on a couple of occasions, Mr. Putin made reference to what he called respectful relations between the U.S. and Russia and the international community and Iran. Is this some sort of not-so-veiled admonition for the United States to be a little diplomatic in its foreign policy goals?
It is. I mean, Putin has often complained about this lecturing tone that the U.S. has, particularly when it comes to Russia's dealing with Iran. At the same time today, Bush administration officials had been hoping President Putin would make a strong statement on Iran, and he did somewhat. He said that he wants Iran to give a clear signal to Iran to cooperate fully with the International Atomic Energy Agency. And you know, Russia has signed on to this October 31st IAEA deadline for Iran to come clean about its nuclear ambitions. The real issue behind all of this, though, is that the U.S. seems to have not been able to persuade Russia to halt its plan to build a nuclear power reactor in Iran. It's a very lucrative commercial deal, and Russia says it's abiding by international protocols and hasn't shown any sign of backing down from that.
Did President Putin hear anything he liked hearing about Chechnya?
I would say so. President Bush said, no cause justifies terror. Terrorists must be opposed wherever they spread chaos and destruction, including Chechnya. Remember, the Bush administration has added several Chechen groups to a terrorist blacklist. Mr. Bush did mention that there needs to be elections, but he really didn't press Putin hard on this. There are going to be elections in Chechnya next week, but President Putin's hand-picked guy for Chechnya is supposed to be an easy victor of that. Most of his rivals have been pushed out of this race. And he even brought the guy here to the U.S. as a signal that he doesn't really want to hear much criticism on Chechnya.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.